just found a space that was like in our budget and had all of those things. If we had to start from scratch, there's no way. Like, we could have.
Son of a gun.
Hi, this is Kenny Kramer, the real Kramer, and you're listening to WGXC ACRA. And as Cosmo would say, giddy up.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Alana Medlock of Kingston, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to the three extra web streams available at wavefarm.org/listen or wgxc.org, any wgxc.org page. Click on the listen button. Here, Quintron's Weather Warlock, Zach Poff's Pond Station, or the test site of Acoustic Commons. Live weather you can hear on your radio anytime you want at wgxc.org or wavefarm.org/listen. Hear the hydrophones in the Wave Farm pond in Zach Poff's Pond Station, the microphone outside in the woods at Wave Farm in the test site of Acoustic Commons, and hear a live stream of an analog drone synthesizer playing the weather, the changes in precipitation, the changes in sunlight, the changes in wind, and the changes in temperature. At wavefarm.org/listen, you can hear Quintron's Weather Warlock, Zach Poff's Pond Station, and the test site of Acoustic Commons. On any WGXC.org page, click on the listen button to tune in your weather. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with an edition memorializing the passings of Sinead O'Connor and Paul Pee Wee Herman Rubens. We'll also hear from Aqua, The Killers, and the also recently passed Tony Bennett. Now, though, let's speak some geek. Any hope talks will resume between the Writers Guild and Studio Producer Guild AMPTP lasted maybe a few days, only to be dashed. A meeting to agree to resume negotiations ended with an impasse over terms for returning to bargaining. AMPTP says they need to consult with member studios. The WGA statement, however, points to the studios insisting on a press blackout, only for their communications department to receive requests from the trades about studio leaks over the topics of the planned meeting. As such, the WGA spilled the whole teacup themselves, saying that the only progress was on minimum pay and at least talking about AI. The WGA also added new demands, including health care benefit extension for striking writers. Political intervention in both strikes may be coming. As Deadline reported recently, their sources say California Governor Gavin Newsom is prepared to step in as an intermediary if asked, but is waiting until fall. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, who hasn't taken a side in the walkout and mediated the school district service workers' strike recently, has openly said she's ready to personally engage to bring about a resolution to the crippling of the city's lifeblood. The WGA and SAG-AFTRA can claim one victory in their struggle over NBC Universal's attempted obstruction of picketing. Some time ago, the guilds filed a complaint to the National Labor Relations Board against the studio for blocking sidewalks with construction fencing and malicious tree trimming, rendering it unsafe to walk the area. Last Friday, thousands of the guild's members descended on the lot, spilling in the street as they picketed in a celebration of pavement repair and the removal of said fencing. As we enter the fourth month of the writer's strike and almost 2 months since the Mummers joined in, the expected film release delays are becoming clear. Bloomberg broke that Disney is in early discussion over delaying their next animated canon release in November, Wish, along with the next films from Yorgos Lanthimos and Taika Waititi as well as, well, maybe a good idea no matter the circumstance to delay Jonathan Majors' next film. Warner Brothers Discovery has also reportedly begun to mull this, including a delay for Dune Part 2. Sony is mostly staying on track, the only major delay being Kraven the Hunter from October to next August, Fifth Ghostbusters to next summer, The Karate Kid reboot to next year's end, and as was warned even before the strike, trilogy topper Beyond the Spider-Verse goes from next Easter to be determined. Over on streaming and cable, the picture is similar, though more in regard to finished series ready to air, the broadcasters considering rationing their content. Several shows, particularly star-driven vehicles, have already seen said stars request delays so they can take part in promotion. Like sands through the hourglass, so goes the rapid and hard canceling of a major creative figure. Over July, Deadline reported Days of Our Lives co-exec producer Albert Alar had been subject to investigation into allegations of groping, force kissing, and creating a toxic work environment through fear, with no HR option to bring any attention to this. After a 2+ month investigation, he kept his job, got a written warning, and was asked to undergo training. This led 25 dual cast members to petition for his replacement with a female EP, Deadline following up with more allegations and details, as well as statements from former cast members Peter Bo Brady Raquel, Farrah Mimi Lockhart Galfon, and Lisa OG Billy Reed Renna, calling for action, the second taking to Twitter to reveal Alar's harassing behavior over her refusal to take some directions she was uncomfortable with in her first love scene on the show, and the third noted how miserable the cast and crew were during her last return to Salem. Through an email to the cast and crew, series exec producer Ken Corday announced Alar's exit and replacement with Janet Drucker, plus implementation of HR protocols. And Alar's response, a rageful denial in the face of this, makes me wish he could just be stranded on one of those islands Stefano left behind. On top of losing nearly 2 million subscribers in the switch to Just Max, it turns out Warner's Discovery hasn't completely fixed their credit snafu. On launch, they lumped directors, writers, and producers into randomly ordered creators list, and following swift backlash from the WGA, DGA, and online, had promised to correct it and blamed it on an oversight. Might need to get new glasses there, because after taking over a month to correct it, WGA Captain Sean Wines took to Zitter to say there are still numerous inaccuracies and missing credits entirely. The Matrix's second unit director is listed as a co-director alongside the Wachowskis, and Moneyball doesn't credit any creatives, for examples. Now, a set that starts off with a celebration of the Turtles' successful and, more importantly, quality return to the big screen with Mutant Mayhem. From the soundtrack to the original live-action movie, here's Partners in Crime with Turtle Power.
On the half shell, they're the heroes for. In this day and age, who could ask for more? The crime wave is high, with muggings mysterious. All police and detectives are furious, cause they can't find the source of this lethally evil force. This is serious, so give me a quarter. I was a witness, get me a reporter. Call April O'Neill in on this case. Hey, you better hurry up, there's no time to waste. We need help, like quick on the double. Have pity on the city, man, it's in trouble. We need heroes like the Lone Ranger. When Tonto came pronto, when there was danger, they didn't say we'd be there in half an hour, cause they displayed turtle power. Reporter was hot on the trail, determined to put these crooks in jail. She spied the bad guys and saw what happened, but before she knew it, she fell in a trap and got caught. Yeah, she was all alone, with no friends and no phone. Now this was beyond her worst dreams, cause she was cornered by some wayward teens. Headed by Shredder, they were anything but good. Misguided, unloved, they called them the Foot. They could terrorize and be angry youth, and they'd mug the people who needed proof. Then from out of the dark came an awesome sound. Shouted cowabunga as they hit the ground. From the field of weeds, the heroes rescued the flower, cause they possessed turtle power. Find the strength to do what's right. That's turtle power.
Heroes on a half shell, they're on a mission. When there's a battle, got the enemy wishing that they stayed at home instead of fighting. These ninja masters with moves like lightning, they were once normal, but now they're mutants. Splint is the teacher, so they are the students. Leonardo, Michelangelo, and Donatello make up the team with one other fellow, Raphael. He's the leader of the group, transformed from the norm by the nuclear goo. Pizza's the food that's sure to please. These ninjas are into pepperoni and cheese. Back to the story, it's not hard to find. Ninjas not just of the body, but of the mind. Those were the words that the master instructed, but a letter from Shredder had Splinter abducted. That was the last straw, spring into action. Step on the foot, now they're gonna lose traction. Now this is for real, so you fight for justice. Your shell is hard, so you shout, they can't dust us off like some old coffee table. Since you've been born, you've been willing and able to defeat the sneak, protect the weak, fight for rights and your freedom to speak. Now the villain is chilling, so you make a stand. Back to the wall, put your sword in your hand. Remember the words of your teacher, your master. Evil moves fast, but good moves faster than light. Shining for your illumination, good versus evil equals confrontation. So when you're in trouble, don't give in and go sour. Try to rely on your turtle power.
Power to you, 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 power to
that you forgave. You never were expendable. You always made me feel alive. And now we're in the middle of a transition in our lives. A change of pace could really do some good. See a place for you and I, and we can make the most of it. 'Cause our passion never dies, and if you don't believe in me, I'll choose a path and change your mind, and you can take me to your room, or wherever you may hide. A change of pace could really do some good.
Sorry to any fans of the band listening, but I'm in the category that considers the song we just heard for the movies to be the only good thing to come out of Buck Cherry. That was Turtle Power by Partners in Crime. Now for some Barbie odds and ends as her pink and pastel conquest continues. Turns out there was almost a post-credits scene. Editor Nick Hoy told The Art of the Cut, where he showed a photographic breakdown of the film, which included a post-credits deleted scene labeled Midget Labor that had narrator Helen Mirren stepping in to help. Sequel? We'll see. As the Hollywood Reporter reports that the reason no talk has been made of that yet isn't just because of the strikes, but there are no deals in place with Gerwig, Robbie, and the sequel of Erse Gosling. This has happened before, it's happened again. In a Variety piece with Mattel, it was revealed 14 film adaptations of their IP are in development. This includes the previously announced Charlie Kaufman-esque Barney the Dinosaur movie produced by Daniel Kaluuya. Lily Collins is slated to play Polly Pocket in a family comedy by Lena Dunham. J.J. Abrams' Hot Wheels is still in the works, as are Vin Diesel's Rock'em Sock'em Robots, American Girl, Major Matt Mason starring Tom Hanks, Mark Forster's Thomas and Friends, and plans in order of Can See That to Really, Wishbone, Matchbox, Magic 8 Ball, Viewmaster, and Uno, along with the constantly delayed Masters of the Universe reboot. The Fantastic Four casting speculation continues, with the hot mic claiming Vanessa Kirby has already signed on to play Sue, Invisible Woman Storm, and that the MCU foursome will be led by her, not her stretchy husband. Speaking of which, can't find any actual sources, but there have been rumors Matt Smith may go from playing one sci-fi super genius to another, as he might be the favorite for Reed, Mr. Fantastic Richards. At the scaled-down San Diego Comic-Con, DC announced two new animated adaptations, one that's already made it to the big screen and another that was headed for it before the DCU shakeup. Watchmen will get what's presumed to be another adaptation and will be R-rated, while Crisis on Infinite Earths will finally get an adaptation, with both slated for streaming and physical release next year. Now, as we cross into the second half of Forgotten Geek on WGXC, we come upon our first memorial set. Send off the great Paul Rubens into that playhouse in the sky. Here's Saturday Morning Acapella's cover of the classic theme song.
We'll be right back.
Pee-wee Memorial Set began with Pee-wee's Playhouse theme as covered by Saturday Morning Acapella, followed by Hot Butter giving the popcorn treatments to Keela, and concluded with Josie Love's The Pee-wee Dance. We continue on with a tribute to the late, great, oft-injusticed Sinead O'Connor, starting with her take on a recent one-hitter's entry, Love Hurts.
Love wounds and mars and Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe. And it seems like nothing ever comes to no good on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Drop them into the muddy water of the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Yeah.
Our Sinead O'Connor Memorial just concluded with Kingdom of Rain, her duet with Thutha, preceded by her covers of Ode to Billy Joe and Love Hurts. Today's final set begins with a song you might not expect to hear coming from they who unleashed Barbie Girl on the world. Here's Turn Back Time by Aqua.
Passing through the seas. time. If only I had said what I still had. If only I could turn back time, I would stay for the night. If only I could turn back time. If only I had said what I still had. If only I could turn back time, I would stay for the night. If only I could.
Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. One more chance to keep you satisfied.
We just heard The Killers, joined by the Pet Shop Boys for a live cover of Always On My Mind, preceded by Aqua's Turn Back Time. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with the One Hitters from 1978, the year that also introduced the world to me. Stay safe as we go off a deeply respectful nod to the great Tony Bennett, joined by the gone too soon George Michael for a rendition of How Do You Keep the Music Playing?
Since we know we're always changing, why should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear a name. The more that I'm afraid that in her eyes I may not see forever.
Forever. If you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends. May not see forever, forever. If you can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends.
If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows,
with any luck, then I suppose the music